It probably comes as no surprise that universities, as large research institutions, serve as a significant source of new and developing technologies. What may be more surprising, however, is that until 3 decades ago, universities did not have the rights to patent and own their own inventions. Instead, these federally funded inventions typically entered the public domain. Placement of these inventions in the public domain, however, created adverse economic incentives. Companies were unable to obtain an economic advantage for the commercialization or development of these inventions since they were available for anyone's use. Hence, in 1980, Congress passed the Bayh-Dole Act, which allowed universities to retain exclusive control over inventions created with federal funds. This, in turn, enabled universities to offer companies exclusive rights to these inventions, thereby encouraging commercialization. In response to this legislation, over the past 2 decades, universities have patented and licensed inventions with increasing frequency. As one might expect, given the voluminous amount of licensing agreements, some of these agreements have resulted in legal disputes. One prime example is Stanford versus Roche, a case scheduled to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court this month. In this case, scientists at Stanford University invented unique techniques to measure HIV concentration in blood plasma. The inventors had a contractual duty to assign any inventions to Stanford. Prior to the actual invention, however, one inventor assigned his rights in his future inventions to an outside private company. These two contracts conflicted. The contract made with Stanford was essentially a promise to assign. On the other hand, the contract with the company, now Roche, was an actual assignment. The conflict between the two competing contracts creates an interesting legal question. Although the second contract was later in time, contract law dictates that the actual assignment of rights to Roche trumps the first contract with Stanford. Thus, the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit held that Roche owned the rights to the HIV measurement techniques. As the U.S. Supreme Court will hear later this month, Stanford argues that because the invention resulted from federally funded research governed by the Bayh-Dole Act, it has a superior claim to the invention. The Roche dispute could have been easily resolved without appealing to this broader idea that federal funding creates a special status for universities with respect to their patents. Stanford could have used stricter contracts with their researchers and scientists. But the Bayh-Dole Act itself insinuates that since these patents resulted from federal funding, it might create a special status for universities. Although not invoked often and never used successfully, the Act includes a march-in provision that allows the federal government to essentially ignore the exclusivity of a patent granted under the Act and grant licenses to other companies if necessary. Ultimately, the Stanford versus Roche case pits the rights of individual faculty members and their status. In other words, are they employees hired to invent? And the faculty's freedom to consult and contract with private parties against the rights of the university when dealing with federally funded inventions. Hopefully, the U.S. Supreme Court will shed more light on the contours of this relationship. I'm Jay Kaysen.